Being joined by Iowa Falls Alden girls wrestling coach Eric Hoffman as we're talking about the 2024-25 season in the books now, about a month past the end of the state tournament here. But coach, appreciate you taking a little bit of time. First things first, I guess, you know, you had that one state qualifier with Riley Robinson, and while things didn't go her way down at the state tournament, you know, what can you say about her getting there as a freshman, being able to get through that state qualifying meet and ultimately showcasing the program at the highest level?
Yeah, that was great. It was awesome for Riley to be able to do that. She really was wrestling really well at the end of the year. She just kept improving throughout the year. Works hard, very smart wrestler. Does everything you would want an athlete to do, and it paid off for her. And so it was a great experience, and hopefully she can building on that in the future years.
Yeah, and when it comes to kind of the rest of the team this year in the regular season, just looking at your schedule, you traveled to a lot of different tournaments. You had a few dual meets in there, and you also had the first ever North Central Conference meet. So what kind of comes to mind with this past regular season? I know it was kind of a younger roster, but mm-hmm. you got a chance to have them compete in quite a few different events here this year.
Yeah, we did. And I think you kind of hit on what comes to mind for me is some of the first ever North Central Conference tournament. We were lucky enough to host that in Iowa Falls. It was a great event. Unfortunately, we didn't have any champions, so we're looking to get to the top of the podium at some weights next year. But that was awesome. We also, you mentioned the dual meets. This was our first year and first time in year three of our program that we've ever had a dual meet. So we had a good, I think 10 to 12 dual meets this year. We won a good handful of those, which was really fun. Dual meets are just, they bring a whole different atmosphere to the sport. They're a lot of fun for the team. So that was awesome this year.
When it comes to some of the roster here, looks like quite a few, freshmen and sophomores, a few juniors into this, that just one senior in there. But mm-hmm. when it comes to, getting that match experience for some of those younger wrestlers, maybe the win-loss record wasn't quite where they wanted it to be, but just the opportunity that they had to get those matches under their belts here as younger wrestlers. What did you see from some of those youngsters here this year?
I mean, I think the youngsters really, really did great for us. It's a whole different ball game jumping from middle school to high school, the way we do middle school with a short season, 6 weeks long. You weigh in one time at the beginning of the year and then you're good. To coming into high school and you're wrestling for 3+ months, weighing in multiple times every week. It's just a whole different level. And so, I think that kind of can get long, towards the end of the year that starts to drag on you, but our team, the young ones on our team, the freshmen, the sophomores, they really handled it great. For going their first time going through that, we had a lot of wins this year, and I think next year they'll be even more ready to understand what it takes to succeed at the high school level.
And I do want to give you a chance to recognize your senior, Kennedy Gunderson. While she didn't make it to state this year, she is a state qualifier. I know at least last year she made it. Correct me if I'm wrong, maybe the year before. But what can you say about her, being able to lead this program here over these last few years?
Well, I know I can't say everything I'd like to say about her in the next 30 seconds here, but I'll just say, Kennedy, she was a leader on our team. She's a great wrestler. She just brought a lot to the program when she transferred in from South Hardin. So really thankful I got the opportunity to coach her. We're going to miss her definitely. But looking forward to see. I don't know if she's planning on wrestling in the future at this point or not, but that's certainly something that's an option for her, and wishing her luck in whatever she does.
Looking back on the season as a whole, what would you say are some of the biggest highlights or most memorable moments that you guys had this year?
Yeah, I mean, obviously getting down to the state tournament is huge. So having Riley have that success at regionals and then to go to state was great. The dual meet season was really fun, probably highlighted with our duel against Hampton. Just team really came out. That was the first home duel in program history. you know, it was a boys dual. There was youth boys wrestling and the girls team. So it was just a great night of wrestling. And our team went out and really performed and in that meet in order to beat Hampton. So that was probably the highlight of the season for me.
And when it comes to, you know, the off season stuff, anyone on the AAU scene or anything like that, or anything else that you guys kind of do for off season stuff?
Yeah, we've got a great private club in Iowa Falls that's headquartered in Iowa Falls, Premier Wrestling Center. They've been offering some girls practices now this off season, and girls are, of course, welcome at any practices. They've got some really good coaches there. So that's where the focus is right now. We've got several girls have already been attending practices, and hopefully that continues all year. It shows the commitment that they have to getting better.
All right, well, just about out of time, but anything else you'd like to share about your program before we wrap up here today?
No, just thanks for having me, and thanks for all the coverage on the year. It's great to showcase what we're doing with the girls' sport.
You bet. That's Iowa Falls Alden girls' wrestling coach Eric Hoffman joining us here on Radio on the Go Sports.